This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the morning run, and you're here with Xiaoning and Khoo Soo Chuang. It's currently 7:06 in the morning, 19th of August, and it's Wednesday. And just to remind everybody, tomorrow is actually a public holiday, so a bit of cheer there. But in about 15 minutes, we're actually going to be speaking to Hafiz Noor Shams from the Research for Social Advancement, or REFSA, on poverty and reindustrialization. But before that, markets, Chuang's favorite. Because US
my
stocks.
My favorite or your favorite?
My favorite.
Our favorite.
Our favorite. Because US stocks completed the fastest ever return to a record after a drop of at least 20%, surpassing February's highs for the first time since the pandemic. Actually, it's like, what pandemic? Dragged down financial markets. So S&P 500 was up 0.2%, headed for the fifth straight month of gains, which Bloomberg notes would be the longest winning streak since September 2018. NASDAQ was up 0.8%. I think it's another record day for NASDAQ. However, the Dow closed down 0.2%.
Yeah, as did the Nikkei and the Straits Times Index of Singapore, which dropped by 0.2% and 0.3% respectively. But that was obviously markets that preceded the US share markets. Conversely, though, Hong Kong, China, and the Malaysians were all gainers, rising between 0.1% and 1.1%. The KLCI was the 1.1% gainer.
So this morning, to help us make sense of where markets are going, we have on the line Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy at VFS Group. Good morning, Jack. You know, as we just said, NASDAQ rising, even S&P rising. Are you still bullish on US equities? Do you think this rally still has legs?
Good morning. I don't know if I'm going to make sense of it, but I'll certainly tell you my opinion of it. Yes, I am. I mean, your listeners have been listening to me now for 4 or 5 months, and they know I've been bullish. I think I'm a perma bull, if you want to typecast me in any way. Look, let's just think about what kind of headwinds we've got in front of us right now. And at the moment, there aren't much headwinds for equities, and I'll talk about it. We've just gone through earnings. Earnings haven't been bad. Sure, there's been some shocking earnings play, but they've all, on the whole, we've beat expectations. The only thing I can think of as maybe is a little bit of headwind is the stimulus program, but I think they'll get a deal done, and you're seeing the president or the Republican Party come in with some laser life and using like their presidential powers to do so. So I think we're going to see a continued grind up, which is what I've been saying for months now, in US equities. Certain sectors will outperform. I think the only headwind we've got in front of us now is the US election. And that's going to come in November. So I was actually talking to my investment committee a couple of days ago, and we were talking about maybe taking some money off the table in the run-on to the US election, only because you're talking about postal voting. We don't know if there's going to be a decision in, you know, 2, 3, 4. Imagine waiting 4 or 5 weeks for a decision on the US election and what kind of chaos that would do for markets. So I'm still bullish. I still like mega cap tech. I still like that cloud sector. You know, maybe these big box retailers may come off. You know, we saw some records from Walmart and Costco and Target. But I think the market's going to grind up. I think the S&P 500 is going to grind to 3450, 3500 by mid-November. And the NASDAQ is just the place to be right now. And these companies are only getting better, bigger, and more efficient. So I'm still a bull, but very closely watching the US election. I think that's going to increase, I guess, volatility of the market and may lead to a sell-off leading in.
And Jack, does it matter who's in the White House? Will you change your investment strategy if it's, let's say, a Biden win?
Yeah, I mean, let's see who we get first and how long it's going to take. I tell you what, the market, I think, is pricing in a Biden win right now. And you would have thought that the market pricing in a Biden win wouldn't be great for it because they're going to increase taxes and, you know, all the stuff around that. I think the market will start to determine or start to look at the election result closer to that. At the moment, I think the market's grinding higher on a reopening. I mean, let's just talk about where we are. I know things are bad and there's a bit of a disconnect, but if we talk about what is happening, we are in the midst of an economic recovery and the data is only going to get better. I know we're coming off a low landing, but we're reopening. We're getting back to work. In the US, they seem to be getting this second wave under control. I look at states like Florida. I look at states like Texas. While the rates are unacceptable, they are coming down and the death rates are coming down. And these laser-like rolling shutdowns seem to be, for the moment, working. We've got New York reopening. So like I said, I think the data will only get better and the market will reflect that in terms of grinding higher. In terms of the election, It's very hard to predict these things. If we look at this previous election, no one gave Trump a chance of winning. He is behind on the polls, and the betting agencies tell you that he's going to lose. But no one knows what someone's going to vote for when they're inside the polling booth all alone. And that's, I guess, the big question mark, and a very good question from you.
Yeah, Jack, just staying on the theme of mega cap tax, which is obviously one of your biggest likes, yeah? Following the heels of Apple's split and Tesla's split, Tesla, of course, rose by 10% 2 days ago. There's some talk that Amazon might be the next one to split. And obviously, the last time they did that was 21 years ago. What's your sense of whether they're going to do that, their thinking?
I think we're going to see a whole party of splits, my friend. I think Amazon and a few of them are going to split. It's going to be Splitsville all across.
But not in the bad way.
Not in a bad way, exactly. It's a sad thing in markets, even for a perma bull like mine who loves mega cap tech, when we equities rise on the back of the splits. So your viewers know, and I'm sure they are because they're very informed and listen to your show, the split means nothing to the fundamentals of the business. It doesn't change what they do, how they do it. It's simply the law of large numbers. We as human beings would rather own 10 shares than one share. And what you see is historically, just like we've seen around Tesla and Apple, who I think this is their fifth split in history. So they've done splits before. The share price tends to rally into the split because people think it's more affordable. So I think you're going to see a whole bunch of splits. It allows, you know, companies say it increases the ownership or the diversity of the ownership, but let's say what it is. It simply makes it seem more affordable for people, and therefore it drives it in. I think we're going to see a lot of splits.
Yeah. So Jack, Amazon $3,300. Even if they do a 10-for-1, that's still $300. First question is, what kind of split do you think we'll see with Amazon? And secondly, more importantly, which other companies might consider splits?
I don't know where they're going to split. You're right. At $3,300, you know, a 10-for-1 split, they're still at $330. I think you're going to see a 5 and greater for them. I mean, if we talk about who's going to split, I mean, anything above $250 or $300, you know, take your pick there. You know, Facebook could be a split. Google, who, you know, has kind of lagged in terms of this mega cap tech, you know, would be really proportioned for a split trading at, you know, above the $1,000. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what the split's going to be, but I can tell you with some surety, I feel like there's a few coming our way, for sure.
And Jack, staying on the topic of tech, you know, Oracle, the world's second largest software maker, you know, apparently looking to give Microsoft some competition in the race to buy TikTok. What do you make of it? I mean, the share price is up 2.2% last night on the news of this.
I think I was on your show 2 weeks ago saying I don't understand what is happening.
So do you understand this one then?
I am bamboozled. I mean, it's not much. Doesn't take much to shut me up. Well, it takes a lot to shut me up, and this one has me absolutely silenced on it.
What would Oracle want with TikTok? The completely, you know, chalk and cheese.
Yeah, and it's been a horrible stock for a long time. You know, it's kind of that old cap, you know, that old tech that we talk about, you know, really underperformed. I don't think they've got a buyer for this, guys. I think we're clutching at straws. This is not going to happen. I'm going to tell you that I believe I may look like an idiot in 3 to 4 weeks, but I'm pricing this at a 5% chance of anyone or any US company buying TikTok or taking this TikTok arm. It simply, in my view, will not happen. It's too big. There's too much rigmarole. There's too much red tape. How you take this out of a Chinese-listed company that's based in Beijing, who's, you know, not a national champion but rising up, and how the Chinese government is not going to tap these guys on the shoulder in terms of ByteDance and say, we don't want this to happen. I'm going to tell you right now, I do not believe this is going to happen, whether it's Oracle, Microsoft, or even Tesla, the great man himself, couldn't make this happen.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy at VFS Group, giving his views on big tech and the likely chance of anyone buying TikTok at 5%. And we're going to call him out in 2 or 3 weeks' time if It does indeed happen.
Talking to Jacuzzi is like reading a Tom Clancy novel. You get blockbuster chapters.
It's like thriller, right?
Yeah.
Thriller.
I mean, from his comments on ByteDance and TikTok to just...
A party of Splitsville.
A Splitsville. It's going to be a party of splits. Anything over $200 is ripe fodder, right? Which is all Alphabet, which is obviously Amazon, which is... maybe Tesla will announce another split.
Maybe.
A split on a split.
Well, they hit another record high last night. But his point is true. They, at this current juncture, what are the headwinds for equities? I mean, what is the reason for a market to basically go into a correction phase? And it's mainly political because the economic data out there is increasingly more positive. So market investors are becoming also, you know, likewise more positive, putting more money into equities. It's just politics because we do know US elections are coming out in November 3rd. And I think we will know the results at latest by sometime mid-January. The other headwind could potentially be the stimulus package or the lack of one, actually.
Well, it is election season, so for the politicians to not dole out more sugar and candy would be anomalous with political behavior, right? But it is, as you say, and some of the Trump-sponsored ads, I guess in a way, just showing up Biden's frailties is also worth
mentioning.
You know
my views on this, Chuang.
Absolutely.
It's
and
very
you made
targeted.
It very public. It's
yeah.
very targeted. And Trump is playing that whole narrative very, very strongly.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of political commentators who say that this election is not so much are you for Biden, but more a referendum on Trump's
yeah.
handling of the economy and the pandemic, right? But of course, we will also be following U.S. politics very closely. And in fact, later on at 7:30, we will be discussing the whole concept of postal voting in the U.S. But in the meantime, we are going to be speaking to Hafiz Noor Shams, visiting fellow at REFSA. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.